to another show of Don't Get This Twisted. I am Rob, along with my co-host, as always, Tina. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing all right, Rob. Life is not that bad.
Can't complain. Can't complain today.
Can't complain today.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, not that I'm a big complainer, because it just, you know, it's all your own choices. So if you complain, you're just complaining about the stupid shit you thought to do. So
yeah, you know, it can be counterproductive. That's for sure. You don't want to.
That's for sure.
You don't want to wallow in your own feces.
Nah, but right now life isn't bad.
Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You know, we got together and had breakfast the other day, which was really good.
Yes.
What we kind of had to talk about was a friend of mine came to me and said, hey, talk about this. And yes. It was a male friend of mine who was having issues with his wife not wanting to have sex as often.
Mm.
And he also threw a friend of his also into the mix. So they were both having the same kind of issue where they're trying and being told no, or I don't feel well, or there's some excuse coming up. And he goes, you should talk about this. And I said, okay. I said, what's the angle, right? And he goes, how to fix it. And I went, well, that's a rough one. But me and Tina will always throw bubblegum against the wall to see if we can come up with some kind of answers. So I've had some time to think about it. And he also kind of threw something in about sort of using sex as a currency, right? Like, if you do this, I'll do this, or something to that nature. Or like, what have you done for me lately? Why should I, you know, why should we do this? And look, there's some issues in their life with small children being around. His kids have kids and they're visiting, or they went and visited one of their other children who has a brand new baby. But he still tried, and he was like, hey, you know, he was frisky and he was, you know, wanting a little bit of loving, which, you know, look, who doesn't? So he was saying, hey, what do you think? And I said, look, I'm going to throw it against the wall with me and Tina, and we'll kind of discuss what we think. Since we were both in long marriages, we can kind of talk if and when that happened, what to do. I do have a friend close to me who has a perfect answer that's very much like yours. That is like, look, let's, you know, this is what you should do. So let's lay the ground. I think that obviously this is a longer marriage. They've been together like 25 years. It's, from what I understand, has been sort of a roller coaster. It happens and it doesn't, and then it happens and it doesn't. So throwing a lot of things aside, like not feeling good about yourself, because I think that if that's part of the problem, then it needs to be discussed and talked about.
I've always been a bigger girl. No shocker there. And sex always has some sort of insecurities because of my size and because of not being perfect and such, but that's not an excuse. Your husband or your partner that you've been with forever, they're not looking at what is wrong with you. So I think that that's kind of a stupid
cop out.
It's an excuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's stupid, because if they didn't want to be with you, they wouldn't. So your insecurities are just invalid. And that sounds really insensitive, being that I'm a woman.
Right.
But truly, like, really, that's what you don't feel good about yourself. Oh, how sad. Go have sex. Have him talk dirty to you for a while and maybe you'll feel better.
Yeah, I mean, look, even men have insecurities, but we also have You
they don't put them on their forehead like women do, though.
I agree with that. I think yeah. it's something, again, we suffer in silence or we just kind of go with it. But I think that look, you still have desires. And if you're with somebody who you truly love and you desire them still. So this is why, because look, if we're being perfectly honest and it's just about getting off, there's ways to fix that. I mean, you can go knock one out. Mostly a dude. Go take a shower. It's pretty quick. If you really want to, you know what I mean? If you really want to just...
How quick is it, Rob?
I mean, if you really want to get to the, you know, the finish line, you can get there, you know, in a decent amount of time. So it's not just about that. As much as...
No, it's about having interaction and being close and being loved and having affection thrown at you and desire and lust and everything else that goes with having sex.
Exactly. I think it's still about physical touch and looking at somebody and realizing that there, as much as there is lust, there is love. There's, you know, it's a very, sometimes.
It's also healthy. It's also healthy to be close to your mate. Mm-hmm. It's healthy to touch them. I was just saying to my friend today, it's like, it's healthy to be hugged. You should kind of let your guard down and just feel safe, feel protected, feel secure, feel supported. Like, since when is a hug something that you should not like or not? Okay, I get not being comfortable with it because my family is a bunch of freaking huggers and kissers on the mouth, and they all tell each other they love each other, and that's even my brother and I. We kiss each other on the mouth, we hug each other, we tell each other we love them because we've been through so much loss that we've decided that, you know, we need to let each other know because we don't know when the end is going to be. And if it's your partner, wouldn't you want to leave them with the most love, with the most support, with the most, man, I'd do anything for you and I want you completely. If I had a lover that was solid in my life, I would make sure all the time, but I always did. You know, my friends know I love them. My people, I outwardly tell them.
Right.
I show them. I show up for them. So that should all be a part of it.
Yeah, I think physical intimacy on every level, whether it's holding hands, a kiss, a hug, to, you know, spooning at night, whatever it is, that these are things that are growing a very strong bond. Right. Mm-hmm. And yes, look, sex is part of that bond. And look, I'll throw out the 1%, 2% of, I really don't feel good. And I mean, for real, like I'm just not feeling good today. And you said something, Saturday during our conversation that was absolutely perfect that I think every single person should do during that time. What did you say? And I thought it was brilliant.
I've learned that men really feel rejected when they don't get to be close, or when they come out, if they come forward and they say, hey, I want to spend some time with you. And then, oh, you know, the counterpart would say, well, not tonight. I have a headache, or I'm bloated, or I'm constipated, whatever the hell. I've heard all these excuses. But I found that it really does make a man feel rejected, and it makes them feel like they're unlovable. So I learned that what you need to say is, my stomach's kind of sick this morning, but first thing tomorrow morning, can you wake up and we'll go at it? Like, just let me kind of settle my stomach. We ate too much, but first thing in the morning, let's do that. However, your stomach and your mouth are totally different. Go blow him. Go do whatever the hell he needs so that he doesn't feel insecure, because he doesn't feel rejected. I think that's important. And I'm tired of hearing women say, I don't want that in my mouth. If you don't want your man's dick in your mouth, you're rejecting him already. And you got issues. You need to go and seek some therapy.
Yeah. I think that the flip side is the same. If
Absolutely.
You know, if you're not, oral sex is an important part of, of a sexual experience. A lot, I mean, and again, just from my standpoint, for a woman, that is a bigger thing because you are aroused on the outside. So there is something to that. But I think it's both ways. If you're not willing to do that, you're probably in the wrong relationship.
Yeah. There, you know, we talked about it before, the 10-year rule. I think that at 10 years, everybody should be able to just get divorced. It should not just be something that they could do. It should be a requirement. Like at 10 years, you're free to go.
Yeah.
You guys have been together 10 years. If you love each other,
give
it a year, get back together. You could go another 10, but give yourself some time because everybody changes so drastically. I'm not the same person that you met at 16 now that I'm at 53.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Not even close to being the same person.
Right.
I have characteristics of the same being, but I'm not even close to being the same person. So we're living in a world that's full of shit that says that we could live with one person for our whole lives and not struggle to love the person that they are at every stage of the game. Mm-hmm. It's just not that way. But you have to find a way to be intimate with your mate. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to be intimate with your mate, you're tired of the weenie or you're tired of the bullshit that comes with the weenie or the vagina, like the kids are a problem. The bills are a problem. Everything's a problem. And now I'm taking it out on you. That's a problem because right. that person who's in the sinking ship with you and the kids and the bills and the whatever, that's where you should be building your strength is in each other, because that's really what you ultimately are going to have at the end.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a lot to be said about how people talk about sex, right? Mm-hmm. Even as you grow older, things change in you mentally, and being able to talk to your mate about said things should be easier, not more difficult.
Especially in the world we live in. Like when you and I were younger, girls were taught, don't act like you like it or you're a whore.
Right.
You know, you want to keep that virginal appearance. But what you do behind closed doors, as long as nobody else knows about it, you're all right. But play hard to get because you shouldn't want to like it. That is truly how women were kind of brought up at my age of the game. It was like, it's special and you should protect your body and you should, you know, wait for that magical person. But nowhere in there said, when you meet that magical person and you make babies and you do everything you want to, you know, do to be an adult with them, that you're still supposed to fuck their brains out. Like, and you're supposed to like it. Like, we didn't get those messages at our age, like that you're supposed to like sex, that you're supposed to be like as wild as your partner wants you to be. You should definitely. But we weren't raised to know that back then. But they're raised to know that now. The generations that are younger than us, they've all been taught that. So there really shouldn't be any excuse for this.
Yeah. And I think even in our generation, as we've grown up, things have changed. And we know they've changed. Mm-hmm. So if you're in your 50s or if you're in your 20s, you should still have the same communication background to talk about what you enjoy. And I think that's will weed things out anyway, right? If you're into something that your mate isn't, it's not going to last long. It's just not.
It's true.
Because at some point, it's going to be either it's this or nothing. And hopefully well before that, you communicate yourself and go, hey, you know, are you willing? Are you willing? Whatever. I think in this case, though, this is like he just wants to be intimate with his wife. And it's becoming, I'll tell you how bad it is, at least from my standpoint and what he said. They went on a vacation to see somebody. He had to fly home to go back to work. She flew to another state to be with the child. Then, you know, when her and the child came back to home to California, when things, he tried again and she still was like, no, 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 no. So we're talking, it's been a while. that we're getting to a point where I think, you know, look, you're pushing people away. And not to sound horrible to guys, but it's probably not going to last very long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, after a couple of months, boy, it's like, you know, it pops like a fire hose. So there's.
But what is she also saying to him? You're not worth my attention. Mm-hmm. You're not worth my affection. You're not going to get love out of me, because if she's not doing those things to be intimate, you better believe she's not telling him what he needs to hear. She's not, you know, she's not getting in the shower with him. She's probably not making him breakfast. Not that I say women need to do that, but whatever it is that was special to them, I'm sure she's dropped the ball on a lot of levels.
You know what? That's a good point. There's probably other things missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't look at it that way. So I probably should have went down that road. I wonder, you know, what else is missing, because you're probably right. They go hand in hand, and it could be, you know, he's not doing anything either. That, you know, I don't want to just throw it on either person. Well,
how many times does he need to be rejected, though, before he's going to be like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Or when you stop trying.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where you get to the point of, okay, well, when are you so, you know, hammered to where you don't even want to try?
Yeah.
And I think that's because then you're to the point of no return, right? And then, you know, either person starts going, oh, no, it's just work and it's this. And it's like, okay. And no one wants that either. I don't want a pity fuck. Don't do that. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather go in the bathroom, knock it out, and come and sleep. Because then at least I can sleep with myself. You know what I mean? So
I get it.
These are the things of I wish I had answers, and I've tried to think of some. You know, I mean, you said it best. You know, you do it.
Yeah, I'll say it 100 times. If you've got a mate, fuck them. Fuck them. Don't fuck them over. Fuck them.
Right.
Like, you should be having sex regularly. The kids go to sleep at a certain hour, or they don't get up until a certain hour. Find a freaking way. Yeah. Turn the TV off. Get rid of social media if you have to. Like, none of it is going to make you any better of a person. You know, it just stagnates your relationship, because now you've got something that you could sit in between you and him being intimate. There's something about that is just so wrong. Turn it off, put it away. You know, it shouldn't be such a big deal. I, even as a friend, I had gone over to my friend's house yesterday, and we were sitting there talking and shooting the shit, and his phone rang, and it was a damsel in distress that needed, you know, that needed his help and stuff. And I was thinking, you know, I'm sitting here and she's interrupting my time with my friend, and she's, you know, it's like, come save me, come do this, come do that. And I'm like, but what is she doing for you that she thinks that that's okay to do? You know, it's funny, but it's not. You shouldn't let outside activities get in between you and what is important to you and your mate. And even though they're stressed out, even though they've got problems, like, are those your problems? And how far do you need to take them? Because ultimately, the person that you're having a relationship with, or you're close to, or you're in that situation, that's where you need to be putting your effort. Not saying you don't stand out and go help somebody. And I'm not saying don't help your kids if they need something right away. Like, there's priorities, but that should be the exception, not the rule.
Yeah. And I think that you're correct in the thing of priorities, you know. Mm-hmm. Sexual adventures with your mate should be a priority.
Yeah. But a lot of times when people are married, there's so much going on that they need to schedule it. And the scheduling it and the planning takes away the
spontaneity.
the spontaneity. And that's really important too. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a relationship, if you really look to find somebody that you could grow with and be close to, and you take time and you don't just like sleep with them from the word go, but you really give it the time and the space to nurture a relationship, you should really want to be, you know, I told my friend the other day, don't you just want to sit on his face? Like, fucking do it. Like, he goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. She doesn't come home until 10. I said, you told me 100 times he sleeps on his back. Go sit on his face. Yeah. He'll wake up.
Oh, yeah.
He'll wake up.
And he's already had a 2-hour nap.
Right. And be spontaneous. And if he's rejecting you, then there's a problem. But if he's not rejecting you, or you're like, better get used to this because shit's going to happen more and more. Yeah. Make it a game. Make it fun. Like, enjoy it. It shouldn't be planned. It shouldn't be, you know, like, oh, I'm going to do this only because you did that. Mm-hmm. Like, if your mate says, I'm going to be cooking dinner when you get home, pull my pants down, bend me over the counter and fuck me, that should be a priority.
Yeah.
That should be a priority.
And it should be, that should be the adventure. That's how you make fun time fun, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you're at a party with your friends and it's like, hey, let's go to the bathroom. Yeah. Whatever. Things like that. I agree with you. Spontaneity is the only thing that's going to keep things going.
And it doesn't need to be like, if you're going to where there's a dressing room and you both go in, mm-hmm. you know, mess around a little. I'm not saying you need to completely have sex, mm-hmm. but turn your mate on. Do, you know, act silly, take off some clothes, like shake it in front of them, do whatever you got to do to build the closeness.
Yeah. Warm the engine up.
Yeah, exactly.
You warm the engine up.
And
warm
your own up. Like, if you're in a dressing room and you're doing stuff like that, that's kind of taboo. That's stuff you really shouldn't be doing. Exactly. Or you could get caught and whatever. So like, that should make it fun.
Yeah.
That should make you want to do it the more.
Well, and we, you know, my other friend that I was telling you about, she said something to me that I've rarely heard from a woman. She said when she was married, she never said no.
Yeah, that's like,
I was like, wow. But
yeah,
she kind of really explained it, like down to the you know, smallest thing. And she was right. She goes, I gave him no other reason to ever leave. Never go mm-hmm. outside this marriage, because it was always there.
And you should want to have sex with your partner yeah. like that.
No, but I mean, look, and like I said, even in the things of, let's say, whatever the percentages of, I'm not feeling well. She still was like, no, I want to make sure that he's satisfied, because he's doing other things in life that are, you know, he deserves that loving because of the other things in life.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and at the end of the day, you should both enjoy it. Right?
Yes, without a doubt. I have a friend who's, I could talk about my ex. He worked all the time. He worked all the time to where there wasn't any energy to do anything else. And there was, you know, it always seemed like, okay, or here, we'll do it after dinner, after this, after that, after this. And I was like, wait, I really need to be more of a priority. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait till after. Like, let's have a quickie. Well, then you won't be happy with the quickie. If I'm asking for a quickie, I think I'll be okay.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying do it every day. Don't fuck with me like that.
Right. But if I'm asking for it.
But please.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that I decided that I'm not going to be with anyone that won't do this one thing. And I don't know why this is so important to me, but I'm waiting for that. And that is, I want to wake up and smell food being cooked in the morning. Like, not all the time, but once in a blue moon would be nice. Have somebody making dinner for me and look up and see them in just an apron. I don't even care if they got shoes on, but the apron needs to be the clothing.
Right.
Like, come on, entertain me, like make me laugh, make me like see you as you being silly with me, mm-hmm. and be open to that, because I realize that's a really insecure position to be in, for somebody to have no clothes on while they're cooking and somebody just walking in on them. I get it. I don't know that I could do it myself. unless it was something that was really important to my mate. But because it's so important to me, if it doesn't happen, I won't stay with that person.
Yeah.
Like there needs to be that level of fun and connection and desire. Like just the fact that somebody would put in the effort to like, you're making me breakfast and you're doing it naked in an airplane, in an apron. You're going to get it now. Like,
yeah,
let me show you what you get for doing this.
I think that, like you said, there has to be fun, excitement, mm-hmm. adventure. There has to be several things at different times. These are the things yeah. that build healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. Just like communication, right? No different yeah. than, hey, I'm having a problem. Can you help me? Is the same as, hey, I want this in bed. That mm-hmm. those conversations should really be in parallel with each other, because that's the way, one way you're going to find that you're with somebody who is your friend, your lover, your psychiatrist, everything. And I think where he's at now is he's so
broken down,
beat up, that he's mm-hmm. to the point where he doesn't know what to do. And
well, I could tell you what guys do. If you don't get laid, find somebody that will fuck you. Yeah. Like it gets to that. Like, here's the deal. If she's not putting out, if her family, her mom, her whomever is up in their business all the time, it's a recipe for disaster. Nothing is going to live through that. Because if you don't water the plant, if you don't sit it out in the sun, nothing's going to grow. Yeah. Nothing is just going to wilt away and die. Same thing with your love life. If you don't put time and priority and space and attention into it, it's going to die. And why should a person live not being hugged, not being kissed, not being loved, not being desired, not being cherished, not being thought of? Like, who wants to live like that?
Yeah, none of us.
You know, I there's a side of me that says, well, if you're going to stay with her, go have an affair. Affairs don't work very well. I've done it. It's not something that's going to get you very far, but it'll get you through it too.
It's a short term answer for a very long question.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, you're right. It works for a little bit, and then other yep. shit comes from it. Or you yep. end up then just having multiple affairs and you just keep jumping. And then when someone gets caught, it turns to utter shit. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think the point of this is trying to obviously get to the place.
Avoid that.
Avoid it. Yeah. Avoidance at all costs, really.
Yeah.
And again, it's like I was talking about like trying to use sex as a currency. And I've kind of heard that from one person, and then also just in podcasts where that's like the thing. It's like, oh, well, you didn't do this, so I'm not going to give it up.
But if it's already to that, I think it's already broken. You know, the what needs to happen, what your friend needs to do is sit down with her and say, look, this isn't working for me. Mm-hmm. And how do we fix it? Or are you done?
Right.
And then go with that and explore whatever it is you need to explore to get through that and past it, because truly that's where you're at right now. You know, it's like, it's a shitter, get off the pot sort of right. situation. If it's because you live with your mother-in-law, don't live with her.
Right.
Let somebody else take care of her, or better yet, let her take care of herself. Cause we're all adults now. You know, if she's going to intrude on your person, which when you get married or when you're in a relationship, you're saying this person is my priority. This person is my safe place. This person is the one that I'm going to put first. Now, I get it. There's kids, there's other things going on, but ultimately that person should be the person that you put in that place at least 9 times out of 10. Now they should be willing to say, hey, you know, we got kid problems, so let's just deal with that now and we'll get back to us. Or, hey, your mom's really sick. We'll get back to us as soon as she's feeling better. But that shouldn't even go very long, because illnesses could last for years. And you don't just like use that as the excuse. Right. It'll be like, that'll be like, maybe you'll get a week out of it, but then you need to show up to your own relationship.
Yeah. Because that's the glue. You have to have that part.
Yes.
And look, I, as much as I want to say like sex isn't everything, because it's not, and I don't want to use that,
it's a lot,
but when it's being used sort of like a weapon, or I'm not sure, or I can't, it's like, look, at some point you have to decide where you're at, right? Like, what are we doing here? If we can't be intimate, and they're not older. We're talking about people who are in their 40s.
Yeah, that's when they should be going at it.
Yeah, and in theory, and again, I say that with the
loosely
utmost of respect for what I've heard or read, you know, this is a better time for women, right? Your 40s are a good time, you know, where you're, I don't want to say that that's your peak, but that is
where your libido is ready to go.
Yeah. Where of course men's aren't, right? We're on the downfall.
Yeah.
So, you know, if someone is like, you would think, hey, he's like really interested, and it's so somewhere something isn't happening. And you're right that they do. This relationship has some issues. They unfortunately live with mother-in-law. They only have a room. There's a TV in the room, which, again, I read years ago is a relationship killer. You should not have a television in your bedroom. It's the ultimate, and it's just an excuse to push a button and one goes to sleep and one watches TV. And I'll tell you, because it happened in my marriage. We had a TV in the room. Should have never had it.
We didn't have a TV in our room for like the first 15 years. Then we put one in, because when you get sick and you got to stay in bed, like, come on, let me watch some TV. But the TV went on so rarely because we had 15 years of not having it that it didn't make a difference to us. But also when he went to bed, he was like, turn that shit off, because this is my bedroom and I need to sleep and it's got to go off. So it really deterred watching TV in the room at all, but
which is good. I'm telling you,
it was good. And I did it kicking and screaming, because I always grew up having a TV in my room, and I was like, I can't do that. So I wouldn't go to bed sometimes, because I'd stay up watching TV so late and then fall asleep out there, which that wasn't allowed. That was, you know, get up and go to sleep. You don't need to be doing that. And you know what? I'm kind of grateful that he put his, you know,
foot down.
He put the line down.
Yeah. That's a healthy thing.
It is.
And look, I understand we live in a modern world where there's televisions in people's rooms. But if it's your only room and that's really your living room and your bedroom, there's a bigger problem that I think also has to be put on the table. Mm-hmm. But let's say that that's not your problem and you're in a home and you have rooms and, you know, be adult enough to say, look, we do this too much in the bedroom. We watch too much television. This is stopping intimate time. And really kind of come to an agreement. Pardon the pun. But, you know, you should find a way to communicate with each other that, and this is both sides. Look, if you're a woman and you're not getting loving, there's a reason. Let's find out what it is. And it could be as easy as, you know, I'm really missing what you used to do 5 years ago, because you really don't do that anymore. And it's as easy as that. And it might be like, oh, well, you know, we really didn't talk about it. I didn't know you really enjoyed that anymore. It's like, you have to be open to communication in the bedroom. It's the same as everywhere.
You also have to be open to doing whatever requests your mate has. Like the being bent over the counter, I asked for that for 4 years and never got it. Mm-hmm. That became a source of contention for me. I don't know why it needed to be the counter. I don't know, you know, God only knows where I come up with this shit. But that was so important to me. Like I felt rejected when it didn't happen.
Right.
Like he didn't care to do what I was really needing him to do. And then when, you know, when we finally talk about it, because we're getting divorced, he was like, well, I didn't think that was important to you.
Right.
Or I thought you would have told me no. And I'm like, I asked you for 4 years. Don't be stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? At that point, please don't be stupid.
Well, like I said, I think we've come to the point where, look, nothing is stupid in a relationship. If either of you are going, well, that's just dumb. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Here's the other thing that I think is a huge problem. Don't believe what your friends say. Because too many of us lean on our friends for answers instead of going to the source material, the person who you're sleeping with.
Like, I agree.
You know, there's too many Monday morning quarterbacks that are like, she doesn't like this or he doesn't do this or stop that. Really go to the source and go, hey, our sex life was really good 5 years ago. Why?
Yeah.
And
what's changed?
And what's changed? And you're right. It could be, oh, you know, the kids are making me tired. Awesome. What can I do to relieve some of that so we can have this personal time back? Mm-hmm. Everything has a way to find a place to make everyone happy. Look, some of us go to bed early, right? If you're both, let's say you both get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you generally go to bed at 9:30. You find a damn way to get in there at 8:30. Whatever you have to do. You're right. If she takes a nightly shower, hop in.
Please.
Start it there. Whatever it is. And vice versa. You know, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and be the male in the room and say, most guys, and I'm talking a very high percentage, if you jump in the shower with them in the nightly shower and start giving them a rug and tub, you know, a little rub and tug, things are happening. You probably won't have to do it. And I think
they better happen.
And I think that if you do it with a woman, the opposite way, you have to make, and again, I'm generalizing, bell curve for the listeners out there. You have to make it sensual as well. If you know your lady likes to have her neck kissed and caressed or whatever gets you to the finish, you have to do. It can't always be a bang up job. That's not what every woman wants. Some love it. Some don't. Some want it sometimes. Some don't. Whatever it is. I am a believer just by listening to a lot of you women, you do have to mix it up. It can't be the same experience every single time.
That's why I said the countertop works really good. Put on that apron, like do something that's going to shock your mate a little bit,
or
you know, something that's going to be like, hell yeah, let's try this, you know,
or touch her a different way or ask her to do something different or whatever it is. I'm a true believer that first of all, listen to her body or vice versa and ask questions, ask what she wants or tell her certain things if that's your thing.
Or just do things like, you know, my friends are like what? I'm like, well, if you're driving, why doesn't he stick his finger in you?
Yeah.
Why are you not wearing a dress every so often to make it accessible to him? Don't wear underwear. You don't need them.
Right.
There's only a certain time of the month where you really need them anyway. Like you could set him up for success or you could set him up for failure.
Right, exactly.
If you want to wear a pair of jeans and you want to wear a fucking girdle, then you got a shirt tucked in, you know, then you got a bra with like 25 snaps on it. It's like a chastity belt.
Right.
This shit isn't going to happen.
Right.
So you want to make it easy for him to be able to do it. Because first of all, he doesn't know how to deal with any of the shit you're wearing. You don't wear it.
That's true.
So don't expect him to do that. Like, make it easy. You know, don't wear underwear. Or like play with them. Show them that you're not wearing underwear. Get them going. Like,
right.
Go take a ride with them and say, hey, do you want a blowjob while you're driving? Like, you know, it doesn't have to end in, I almost made you spit out your soda.
No, you're right, though. I think what you're saying is all correct. Sometimes you have to let the game roll out. And if you don't like it afterwards, then you talk about it. I mean, and I'm talking about.
Yeah, always be playing that game.
Yeah. I mean, look, if she puts a finger in your ass, don't freak out. You know what I mean? Like there's something to that thing where, look, you have to experiment with each other. And I'm mostly in a very long relationship. Like things have to get spicy every blue moon. And
that doesn't mean look for somebody outside sources.
No,
I know that everybody's into the threesome thing. And Jesus. In all honesty, I think that that's the beginning of the end of a relationship anyway.
Yeah.
Because the intimacy is not between the couple mm-hmm. of people. Do I think that sometimes it's good for people if they want to do it, fine. If they're both okay with it, fine. But just know that that also creates a layer of difficulty to get through mm-hmm. because now it's not all about you and him. It's about you and her and yeah. him, or you and him and him, or right, whatever however the hell you want to do yeah. it. It has to be, regardless of what you're doing elsewhere, you need to have that intimacy, that really good closeness, that this is my freaking person. And I'm going to talk shit, and I'm going to love on him, and I'm going to make his life a little hard because I'm not the easiest person to get along with. And I'm going to be honest, and we're going to fumble through a lot of things, but this is still the person that I want to spend every day with.
Right.
And you got to keep that in your head, because some days you don't want to be around them. But you have to remember, this is my person. This was the person that was made for me. This is one that shows up. And if they're not showing up, that's part of a bigger problem. Mm-hmm. They should show up.
Yeah, I think when you start going outside the relationship to try to fix relationship, it's never going to work.
It's over. Yeah.
I would and I don't share well. I'm really bad at sharing. So, you know, I barely want to, you know, give up a slice of pizza to somebody. I'm not going to give up my woman. So that's mm-hmm. definitely not going to happen. And I think you can find things way more fun, you know, much closer to home. Like, I'd rather have sex on my patio at night, you know, mm-hmm. with at least maybe someone seeing, than being in a threesome. Because at the end of the night, I don't have to worry about anything else. The only thing I have to worry about is...
And you only have to please one woman.
Yeah. If one's hard enough.
That's what I hear.
Who wants to... Like we've right? talked about it before in here. Who wants two girlfriends? Are you out of your fucking mind? One is difficult.
That's where a lot of people go, to be honest.
Yeah,
though.
I don't get it. I don't understand dudes who have a side girl. Why? It's hard. Relationships are hard. Yeah. Work on the one that you're in.
Right. Especially when you're having to work one against another, that is never easy.
Yeah. I just think that you're asking for problems in the bedroom when you start to look outside the current relationship you're in, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. There's so many steps I think we can take, to fix that. I asked somebody today, I said, look, and I asked you the other day too, and, kind of got the same answer, where it was like, would you want to do some kind of couples thing, you know, once you decided to have a relationship with somebody? And I asked somebody today, and she was like, well, I probably would, but you know, I would definitely like to, you know, see what happens with each other. But at the first sign of something, maybe, you know, talk with somebody. And I said, well, you know, I think you have to be careful with that. You don't want to go too far. You're talking
about going to therapy?
Therapy. Yeah, couples therapy. But, you know, maybe just to see where you're at with people. Or being able to talk in an environment where nobody should get hurt over it. Because some people don't communicate well or don't want to talk about, you know.
Or don't even know how to bring it up. Or they don't know how to hear it. Like mm-hmm. people really do take anything you could say as scrutiny mm-hmm. that's not that's against them. And I always say, hear what I'm saying, and I'm not laying any judgment, but maybe if we talk about this, we could fix this. Yeah. You know, but do me a favor, I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm not telling you I don't love you. I'm telling you, I need to get my point across, and it would be really cool if you could just hear me.
Right.
And I find that just talking like that to people are so much more open, and they tell you way more because their guard is down. Mm-hmm. They're not worrying about it. But getting back to your friend, he's in between a rock and a hard place. I don't agree that people should be together forever, especially when this kind of stuff is going on, because it sounds like on top of the sex not being where it needs to be, there's a lot of things that aren't where it needs to be.
Correct.
And he's looking at a long life that he has led with her, and how can he fix something that I could imagine has been broke for years. He's just tired of dealing
with it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't try to get in too deep with that, but I would probably think, if anything, it's a roller coaster. Right. Yeah. And relationships are. And I'm not saying just jump out of one because of that. I think you're right. There's extra things going on in his life that are not making a adventurous sex life available. Right. You know, if you're in a room and that's all you're ever in, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. So yes, there's other things to be fixed in that particular one, but I think the ground rules apply for everyone, right? If you're in a relationship that's sexless or there's no intimacy, you must work together to find that intimacy, whatever it is. And
I think you'll find out really quickly just how damaged your relationship is by doing that.
Agree.
So be prepared.
Yeah. Oh no, I agree. And because I think other things may be thrown your way that you weren't ready for. That's why I think that it's so important, mostly in a newer relationship. Communication is super duper key. And you are going to hear things that you don't want to hear sometimes. And you are going to get hurt. But if it's the person that you love, you should never go in for the kill ever. You should find a way to make sure that you're, you know, padding the fall. Like, things need to be talked about, but you don't need to hammer it into their face with a jackhammer. It needs to be like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. How can we get there? And it's attainable.
Absolutely.
It can be difficult. Like I said, I I'm lucky. I haven't really been in a relationship like in quite a while. And I mean a serious one, like not just dating for a little while. Like, my marriage was 13 years ago or 14 years, whatever the fuck it is now. But I think I've learned a lot. So if and when I decide to get into a relationship, my, how I communicate is going to be utterly different than how it was with my ex-wife, because
absolutely
now I'm going to be very forward and very, you know, to a T on both sides. Tell me everything about you. Tell me about this. Tell me your shortcomings. Tell me about your life. Tell me what you want from something.
You know, I find that it's not, it doesn't have to be a serious relationship top. What am I trying to say? It doesn't need to be a serious conversation either. Like, just say, for instance, the apron thing. Ooh, you're going to make breakfast? Well, feel free to just walk in with your apron on. Right. I got you the rest of the way. Like, there's ways that you could set a person up for success, mm-hmm. you know, or say something like, I'm getting in the shower. You got about 5 minutes and I'm going to handle myself. You know, lead them to where they need to be. I think that's so important as women, that women show that they're desiring their mate.
Correct.
Before it ever gets to that point, before sex happens.
Right.
Get him willing and able and wanting to be close to you. It's so easy being a woman, too, to do that.
I agree with you with kind of the tongue-in-cheek things as well. You know, like, as a guy, you could go, hey, I'm about to head in the shower. If you come in, that won't be the only thing wet. Like, there are fun, like, hey, you know, like, I'm also desiring you without it having to be like, ooh, nom, 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 all the time on you. It's like, some things
gotta be what?
You know what I mean? Like, or see, I think, you know, we live in a modern age as well. And look, there is something, people can send pictures to each other now. There is something to that where, you know, and I'm talking about in a serious relationship. So if you're sending pictures to somebody, you're not worried about them, you know, putting them on the internet. There's personal things.
No, that's like intimate sort of stuff.
But if you get something intimate, you can say, oh, hey, I was thinking about you. And then you might be at work. You might both be at work. So now there is a trail of, hey, when I get home, like, or, and you can say that, like,
I know what's happening.
Yeah, I can't,
it's open.
Yeah, because I can't wait until we get home. And, you know, we're having dinner, but it's late. So then you know right away, like, I'm coming home to get you. Yeah,
set the expectations.
Yeah, and, but,
yeah.
But you also, if you set the expectation, you have to make sure you deliver.
Yeah,
these are things.
I agree with that.
Don't set yourself up for failure, either one of you. If you talk dirty and you talk fun, get there at all costs. And then, hey, you'll have a fun dinner afterwards. Trust me.
Yes.
You know, and these are the things that I think my friend and all these people can do. Communication, obviously, we talk about it a bazillion times on our pod, is key, whether it's sexual and or relationship or how they walk hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And to your friend, you know, sometimes there's just nothing you can do to fix it either. So you're at a really good spot to know which way to go. Either fix it and, you know, have her work with you fixing it, or let go. Because truly you're not old enough to be in a situation where you want to be bitter the rest of your life. If she's not happy, you're not happy. Let each other go so you can find happiness. Right. And you will. It's not like it's not out there. You're never going to have it. You can find it. But fight for what you want as hard as you can so that you could say, I did the best I could and it's over. That's my only advice. I wish I had something more, but we need to have a couple of women relationship stuff, because the stuff that they pull, I just want to beat the shit out of them. Because you and I talked off air and you said, well, what do you think? What do you think? You know, she should do. And you said, oh, wait, I already know. You would tell him, just fuck him. Yeah. Like, what are you waiting for? Well, it really is that easy.
Well,
it really it is that easy. Yeah. If you married him, you loved him, you had a relationship with him, you carried his kids, fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Well, and do it for the best of both of you. Like,
yeah, and put everything you got into it, man. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but people are dying younger and younger. It seems like as we've gotten to the age that we are, if you're not leaving a person in the best shape possible, knowing that they love you and appreciate you and that you love them and you appreciate them, if you're not leaving those signs for each other, you're fucking doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Fix that, because you don't want to have regret.
And I think in any relationship now, if that's not your goal to have a committed relationship, don't ever get in it.
Don't commit.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, some of us are looking for a future regardless of the age. Right. I did have, you know, I was talking to somebody today about, you know, what it is they're looking for. And they're like, I don't want to be a girlfriend at 60. You know, her goal is to be married again. And which is,
I would love to be a girlfriend at 60, because girlfriend or not girlfriend, you're still, you've got your person, you're working your life with them. Does that piece of paper mean much? It really doesn't.
To some people it does. See, I mean,
but are those the people that are really working on a relationship? The ones that got that piece of paper? Is she really in a situation where she has worked and worked on her relationship? I don't think so.
I mean, probably not, but look, there should be a goal, though. If that's your goal, and again, set your goal.
Your goal should be to be loved and loving so relentlessly that nothing really else matters.
Yeah, and I think
that should be the goal.
And I think with my friend, he utterly loves his wife, and I see it in him, because I've asked him certain things, and he's like, I just love her, and I love to be around her, and blah blah blah. I was like, that's good.
He needs to have a real talk with her.
That exactly. I think it's come to the real talk of, look, I adore you, but we're to a point where we have to be giving, and they're not giving anymore. And like I said,
and if that means you don't live with the mother-in-law, if that means you have to live in a shack, go live in a shack.
Yeah.
Go make the sacrifice to make your relationship the only thing worth fighting for.
Right.
That, because that truly should be, everything else should come easier than that.
Yeah. You're, like you said before, flowers don't grow without the sun. And if you're both in the shade all the time, it's never going to get better.
And withholding intimacy, whether it be hugging, kissing, touching, having sex, if you're withholding that, or if you're not wanting to put your every bit of effort into it, you're missing out. You're really missing out.
Yeah, I agree. I think you've said it best right there. There is no reason ever to do that.
No.
Hug them, kiss them, touch them, everything. It's
love on them relentlessly.
It's the backbone of humankind. And we're not the only one who does it. Just before we get off the air, you know, look at bears and deers and all these animals who still rub up against each other and show intimacy. We're not alone. So, make sure.
And it's necessary for life.
Yeah, it's necessary for mental health.
Yep.
You know, to know your desired. Make sure, and that's my last thing, is make sure that your mate knows. All right. Well, we're all done. Make sure you come back every week. Check us out. Check out our socials. Until next week, I'm Rob. That's Tina. Bye, Teeners. We'll see you later.
See ya. This is Twisted.